At the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, the primary task of peacekeepers or blue helmets is to protect tens of thousands of civilians. The UNMISS force commander is Lieutenant General Yohannes Gebremeskel Tesfamariam of Ethiopia. He listed numerous challenges such as restricted access to people in need, obstructions or delays in transporting much-needed equipment, and demands for illegal taxes.
Protecting civilians is not just about providing a secure, static location, nor is it about showing static presence. Rather, our focus is on moving and proactively protecting civilians in their areas of origin, securing their traditional movement and enabling them to undertake their livelihood.
Major General Michael Lolsgaard brought sobering statistics from the two-year-old UN operation in Mali, known by the acronym MINUSMA. The 12,000-plus soldiers and police officers there face hostilities ranging from suicide attacks, ambushes, and shellings by rockets and mortars.
The consequence is that MINUSMA is by far the UN mission with the most fatalities among UN troops, with 37 killed and more than 200 wounded since 2013. I'm deeply concerned, also moved about this fact.
The UN has had a peacekeeping presence in the Middle East since 1948, monitoring ceasefires and supervising armistice agreements. Today, the conflict in Syria has resulted in countries imposing caveats on their military observers deployed to the UN Truce Supervision Organization, or UNTSO. Major General Michael Finn of Ireland is the head of mission and chief of staff at UNTSO, which is based in Jerusalem.
Caveats impact on all peacekeeping missions, not just UNTSO. They restrict a commander's ability to exercise command and control and are an impediment to performance. I fully recognize the national interests that drive caveats, but I also see that caveats threaten to drive a wedge between contributing nations, threatening as well peacekeeping and observer capabilities of the UN.
The week-long meeting of UN force commanders is held every June at UN headquarters in New York. Peacekeepers are part of the more than 125,000 people serving at the 16 UN missions, which stretch from Haiti in the Caribbean to Darfur in South Sudan. Deanne Penn, United Nations.